Have you ever wondered how a controller keeps track of an airplane over the middle of the North Atlantic, 600 miles from the nearest radar antenna, over water so deep and so remote, that for 100 years the honest answer was they mostly didn't? I'm Vector, and this is Cleared Direct on Radio Hangar. Today we're going to talk about the piece of surveillance technology that quietly closed one of the last big blind spots in the sky, space-based ADS-B. Let's break this down because there's a lot of confusion about what this actually is. Before we get into the satellites, this segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey beautifully made and built to last. If you've got a milestone worth marking, that's AviationSoul.com. Okay, let's start with the ground. You almost certainly know the acronym by now. Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast, or ADS-B. Since January of 2020, it's been required equipment in most controlled airspace in the United States. Here's the core idea in one sentence. Your airplane figures out where it is using GPS, and then it broadcasts that position, your altitude, your call sign, your velocity, out into the world about once a second, whether anyone's listening or not. That's the broadcast part. It's just shouting your position into the air. Now, the traditional way we caught those shouts was with ground stations. The Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, built out a network of something like 1,600 of them across the country. Antennas on towers, on buildings, on mountaintops. When your airplane broadcasts, a nearby ground station hears it and passes it along to air traffic control. And here's what most people miss. That system is genuinely excellent, but it has one hard physical limitation. Radio line of sight, ADS-B broadcasts on 1,090 MHz, and that signal travels in a straight line. It does not bend around the curve of the Earth. So if there's no antenna within line of sight, nobody hears you. Over the continental United States, that's fine. We've got antennas everywhere. But look at a globe. The oceans, the poles, the Sahara, large stretches of the Amazon. Big chunks of the planet where putting an antenna on a tower is either impossible or pointless because there's no ground to put it on. The North Atlantic is the classic example. On a typical day, you've got well over 1,000 flights crossing between North America and Europe. And for decades, once those airplanes left radar coverage off the coast of Canada or Ireland, controllers essentially lost sight of them. So how did they manage? Procedural separation. The airplanes flew on an organized track system, and controllers kept them apart using time and distance and position reports the crew radioed in over high-frequency radio, which, if you've ever heard it, is scratchy and slow and sounds like it's coming from 1955. The required spacing was enormous. We're talking airplanes separated by 10 minutes in trail and bilateral distances measured in tens of miles. That's safe, but it's wildly inefficient. Every mile of extra separation is fuel burned and altitudes nobody wanted and routes that weren't optimal. The data tells an interesting story here, and it points straight up. Here's the elegant idea. If the problem is that you can't build a tower in the middle of the ocean, then don't build a tower. Put the receiver in orbit. From space, a single satellite has line of sight to a huge swath of the Earth at once. It doesn't care whether there's ground underneath. That's exactly what a company called Aireon did. And the clever part is how they did it. They didn't launch their own dedicated fleet. They put their ADS-B receivers as hosted payloads on somebody else's satellites. Specifically, the second generation Iridium NEXT constellation. 66 operational satellites plus spares in low Earth orbit about 480 miles up. Launched between 2017 and 2019 on SpaceX Falcon 9 rockets. Every one of those Iridium satellites carries an Aireon receiver. And because they're cross-linked, each satellite talks to its neighbors, the position reports get relayed across the constellation and down to the ground. The result, for the first time in history, was real-time ADS-B surveillance of the entire planet, pole to pole, every ocean. 100% of the globe, in theory. The system went fully operational in 2019, and the first place it really got put to the test was, appropriately, the North Atlantic. NAV, Canada, and the UK's NATS, the two agencies that run the airspace on either side of that ocean, started using Aireon data operationally. And the separation minimums came down hard. That 10 minutes in trail I mentioned? On tracks using space-based surveillance, they've trialed and implemented spacing as tight as 14 nautical miles laterally. And in-trail separation cut dramatically. Airplanes can now get the altitudes and the routes they actually want. Nav Canada has estimated the fuel savings and emissions reductions, run into serious money and serious tonnage of carbon across the whole North Atlantic operation. When you can see the airplanes, you can pack them more efficiently, and efficiency at that scale adds up fast. So that's the promise. Now let me be honest about the caveats, because I don't do hype without them. First, space-based ADS-B does not magically fix everything. It still depends on the airplane having a working, properly installed ADS-B out transmitter, broadcasting a valid GPS position, garbage in, garbage out. If the aircraft's equipment is faulty or spoofing a bad position, the satellite faithfully relays the bad data. Second, this is surveillance, not control. Seeing an airplane over the ocean in real time is a massive upgrade, but you're still limited by communication. If a controller needs to talk to that crew, they're often still going through those same slow, long-range communication channels or data link. Surveillance got a generational leap. Communication is catching up more slowly. Third, and this is the one the engineer in me finds most interesting, there's a real question about resilience and dependence. ADS-B leans entirely on GPS on the global satellite navigation systems. And we are living through an era of increasing GPS jamming and spoofing, particularly around conflict zones. When the position source gets corrupted, ADS-B on the ground or from space inherits that problem. Space-based surveillance is only as trustworthy as the navigation signal underneath it. And fourth, there's a healthy debate about single points of failure and cost. Aireon is essentially the one provider offering this globally, and their receivers ride on one commercial constellation. That's a remarkable business and engineering achievement, but concentration always deserves scrutiny. Here's the part I think is genuinely underappreciated. Though this same space-based data has a safety dimension that goes way beyond squeezing airplanes closer together. Aireon offers a free global emergency service to search and rescue authorities. When an aircraft goes missing, they can pull the last known space-based ADS-B positions from anywhere on Earth. After years of debate following the loss of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, the idea that we could simply lose track of an airliner became intolerable. Global surveillance from orbit is a direct answer to that. So where does this go next? The near-term picture is expansion. More oceanic regions signing on, more air navigation service providers around the world integrating the data, and a longer-term question of what the next generation of Iridium looks like, because these hosted payloads live and die with their host satellites. When Iridium eventually replaces this constellation, the ADS-B receivers have to come along for the ride. Here's the thing that gets me about this whole story. We took a technology whose single greatest weakness was that radio waves travel in straight lines and can't see over the horizon, and we solved it not by changing the radio but by moving the listener 400 miles straight up until the horizon basically disappeared. That's a beautiful piece of systems thinking. Sometimes the elegant fix isn't a better antenna, it's a better vantage point. My thanks to Aireon, Nav Canada, NATS, and Iridium, whose published figures and operational reports informed today's breakdown. You can find more from all of us at RadioHanger.com. This is Vector. Keep looking up and keep asking how it works. That's where the good stuff always is.